is you interlock the two.
Now stretch them quite as.
Soccer and the.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
I sent Johnny Jesus package.
Are we recording? We're recording.
Are we?
1-0 to the Raptors. Are we keeping a tally now?
Just because of that one.
That means I have to turn my music down, otherwise YouTube will block us or something, won't they? Don't they do that? Oh, silence.
Yeah.
There's just an empty space now with nothing happening.
It's like turning a vibrator off, isn't it?
I don't know.
And it goes in the room. When the room's like, wham, wham, wham. Stop. You're like, oh, it's hollow, isn't it? I've been married 21 years, man. What? I'm not apologising.
I bet you get in so much trouble for this podcast. I bet it takes a week for if you she to listened, get back in good books.
Mate, if she listened, I'd be fucked.
Does she not?
She used to, but then she found better things. Lots of them. Yeah, she listens to Dax Shepherd. She's got quite a thing about Dax Shepherd.
I don't know what that is.
Dax used to be on Punk'd. You remember the TV show Punk'd?
Vaguely.
He was the extra. He was the one that was always punking people. And then he did a couple of shit films. And now he does a really good podcast. But it's weird. It's weird how girls can say to you, they're fit. And like, if you do it back, it doesn't matter if it's someone else's babysitter and they're not famous. It doesn't sit as well.
Well, no, not ever. There's never a good time to say it.
No.
Not ever.
She hit me with, who was it? In, what's his name?
That's it, his brain.
Married to Goldie Hawn.
I don't know.
Yeah, fucking.
Goldie Hawn.
Kurt Russell, thank you.
Kurt Russell.
She was watching. Was watching something the other day. They were watching one of the new Christmas films with the kids, which has got Kurt Russell in. Who's a next level Santa? To be honest, he's fucking mint. He is the boss. And she was
it's
like,
"It's a good way to be remembered."
Yeah, proper. He is a proper.
He's a next level Santa.
Cool Santa. And Stacey turned around. She was watching. We went back through his films, like all his old shit. And she went, "He was proper fit." I'm like, fucking put it away. Chill out.
He was one of my favourite characters in my favourite Tarantino movie, Death Proof.
Oh, man.
He was my favourite. He was Stuntman Mike in that. And he was brilliant.
Psycho.
I'm Stuntman Mike.
I like
it. Yeah, he was great.
He doesn't really do anything where he's bad.
No, he doesn't. No,
wasn't he in Hateful Eight?
Yes,
a mahogany moustache, just a full-on fucking
awesome.
Bushy twist up.
Yeah.
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah, he was
bastard.
Awesome in that. He is one of those actors that's like Daniel Day-Lewis. He's another one, isn't he?
Yes.
Like anything that he's in, he's
effortlessly. That's
there
fucking,
we go.
It's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Effortlessly cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, I see you've got your laptop out. You look organised. Is he sounding all right on that? Are we?
Just let everyone know that you did this sign. He did this.
Bumhole.
Bumhole. 50p, 20p. That's when you're nervous, isn't it?
That's where we're at this point in the day. It's been a long day already. The gym was full of mist when you arrived this morning.
Jesus.
Wasn't it? Gorillas in the mist.
There's like eight other people just emerged from the back of the gym. And I was like, where the fuck have they been? Narnia.
Just monsters mauling each other at the back of the mats.
Yeah.
And it was so cold in the gym when they arrived. Within 20 minutes, they're all sweating like buffaloes. And then the heavyweights at the end of the gym just opened the window.
Yeah.
And it was literally like the turned on a smoke machine. Because as the cold air's coming in, it's hitting the moisture of the room and it's just turning into clouds.
Dude, I felt like it's the ridiculous. Predator. I could just see heat signatures. I was like, this ain't right.
And people screaming, Jimmy, no! Jimmy, no!
Just Jimmy comes out with dreadlocks and a laser on his shoulder. It's like, Jimmy!
Yeah,
it's a Monday morning.
I did feel Dan, although I respected and appreciated his hustle, Dan Hepworth, this morning.
Dude.
He shot him for a double, didn't he? He shot him for a double when Jimmy was walking back onto a clearer spot.
He was walking away to be responsible to find a bit of extra space.
Yeah, and Hepworth shot in on him.
Yeah.
And immediately Jimmy turned around and he's like, he's got that evil look on his face and then you know you're in trouble.
He's going to hurt.
Yeah, and then he throws like a 12-punch combination while
at least.
He's laughing.
Yeah, at least. He was horrible giggling bastard. All the way through it. So I've only got this for...
Show purposes.
Well, it's not even switched on. I put a new sticker on here. I got one of the new Raptor stickers.
One of the new Raptor stickers. Yeah, the website's just recently gone up, hasn't it?
It has. So, Raptor merch.
Raptormerch.co.uk.
Yeah, we're live.
Wicked.
And there's some cool shit in there as well. It's all exclusive because nothing's been for sale yet. And yeah, people have been like,
new, yo. My new keyring to my Rygor car keys.
Yes. So
which was awesome.
That's one of them. We've got.
We should send some out to those. What?
Do we have to point down
where
as well?
Are you pointing? Oh, you want me to point down? See, the problem... Oh.
Do you need us?
Okay.
Is it nearer him?
We're going to challenge the Raptors to do this.
Go on,
now.
Elliot.
Is it under there? Under where my finger is right now, that's the link to... Can we put a link to the website in? Is that possible? We can't do that. Mystery... See, Jamie just looks at me blankly. He's like, we'll see what Mystery says. If he says no, then we can't do it. I think it can definitely be done.
Yeah.
But Mystery's like, no.
Baby there.
No. No. Because that's going to take me at least 20 minutes. And that could be... That's
we'll try. But there's going to... All the comments are just going to be, you can do it by doing this.
Yeah, right.
Open bracket, close bracket.
In the comments now. Yeah. If it can be done, tell him it can be done. And explain it thoroughly. And we'll laugh at him for it. He's like a builder, isn't he? He's like a workman.
One of them.
That's the only thing you don't do is you
teeth
don't, you
suck.
Don't, yeah, you don't suck your teeth.
Don't know about it, darling. Ooh. It's going to take a while. Fucking hard. Hard work,
like a
that.
Mechanic.
Hyperlink. You want a hyperlink there? Fucking hell.
Right there.
Stroll on, kid. You're having a laugh.
Yeah. So, well, no, okay. We can't do it then. But the website's up live. Okay. Okay, but if not, it'll be in the description. Yeah. It'll be definitely in the description, and if the Raptors can move into the 21st century, it will be a hyperlink on the screen as well. Although they are from the Jurassic era, so what do we expect really?
That's working. A nice.
I don't
tangent.
Know how they turn the cameras on. To be honest, claws. With those fucking.
They can't open door handles. We know that. We discussed that before, didn't we? Fuming Jurassic Park idiots.
Anyway,
so. Well, that's live, raptormerch.co.uk.
Yes.
So I've got that to work. And
Black Friday. Right? It's done, right? It's gone.
Yeah, but I left the code on a bit longer just because, to be nice, I know it's Cyber Monday, but I was thinking, at midnight, we've got a load of people who are following in the States and everywhere else. And I was like, do you know what? I'll leave it live for a bit longer. So it's worrying because now every time I turn on my phone, it's just full. I'm like, I've got a lot of shit to do. Lots.
Well, someone's getting their orders in. Yes, why did you choose the pirate code, Blackbeard?
Because I thought, what would Dan do?
That is exactly what I would have done.
Yeah. So
I would have gone with Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Do you know why? He was one of my favourite pirates. He was my favourite pirate.
Because of the amount of pistols he
because
had across
the
his chest.
Because the amount of pistols. He loved being a pirate.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about him. He was like, I want to be a pirate.
Wasn't he 11 when he died?
11.
You know what I mean? He had like 6 wives and 4 kids, but
something like that. Yeah, he probably, might have been a bit older than 11.
He kicked it early though, didn't he?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Let's have a look.
Didn't they? I think he was sunk off the coast of North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
If I remember right, I'm sure that's what happened.
Blackbeard.
But he used to put wick. Like pieces of twine and wick in his beard.
Yeah.
And set it on fire. So as they were boarding other boats, he'd just emerge in this like cloud of smoke.
Oh, mate, you know, and I'd get that wrong. I'd fucking put the wrong end in or something. So have you ever had it?
It'd be on fire by the time you boarded. You'd light it too soon.
You know when you bait and you either drop like a joint or a cigarette and you pick it up and you put it back in your mouth the wrong way around? Like,
I've never done that.
Oh, I've done that.
Never ever.
Oh, fucking hell, it's like fuck. I once, when I went to college at Normington Road in Derby, which was kind of rough at the time. It's been knocked down now. And we decided we needed to go to this art supply shop, which was deep in the heart of Normington. Walking along, and this bloke came out, and he was an absolute psychopath, just come up to me acting all sketchy. And I was like, oh, fucking hell, what do I do? And I was like, oh, do you want a fag, mate? Do you want a cigarette? And he was like...
So we're already translating ourselves.
They go, worldwide. And he was like, so he sat there and he's like, yeah, okay. So I thought, right, I'm not going to get my head kicked in. So I passed him this cigarette and lit it for him. And then in my nervous state, put one in my mouth, but put it the wrong way round. So the filter was out and the cigarette was in my mouth. And talking to him, he's like, your cigarette's the wrong way round. I'm like, nah, yeah, cool, safe, we're bros, don't hit me. And then I just fucking lit the filter and sucked. Oh, I can still taste it now. It's fucking sketchy bastard. He was like a pirate, basically, is what I'm getting back to.
So what happened to Blackbeard?
22.
He was what?
22.
He was 22 when he died?
Killed in conflict.
Off the coast of North Carolina. I must have got something right.
Operated around the West Indies and eastern coast of Britain's North American colonies. There's a lot of reading here, dude. You know I do pictures.
Don't do reading. Look,
there's a lot of text. Look at that.
Now, we'll see if someone's drawn pictures about it. We'll find it.
It's made me sweat.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Can't we watch Pirates of the Caribbean? Let's do that. That's a pretty accurate documentary,
Or just watch the Lego Pirate movie. Or the Muppet Pirate. Muppet Treasure Island.
Muppet Treasure Island. That's the bollocks. That's worth a rewatch.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but it's gone. What did you say before Muppet Treasure Island?
We said Lego.
Yes, Pirates of the Caribbean. Lego. That was it. Well remembered.
See.
The most recent Lego movie I watched was the Batman one.
We watched that the other day.
It moves way too fast.
It's glitchy, isn't it?
It's way too fast. I think kids have got like a much faster processing ability now. So like their like bombardment of information is much more easy to
consume. Twitch reaction.
Yeah.
It's even playing computer games, stuff like that. When you're playing that and you just get fucking mashed up and some kid comes in the lobby and they're like, I'm 12.
Yeah.
And fuck off.
maybe that's what the levels in Tetris were for. Yeah. It was all the preparation to get to this stage.
Yeah.
Like I didn't get high enough.
My dad used to be able to do it on...
Didn't get far enough.
Far enough, yeah. Not medicine. When I had a Game Boy as a kid, my dad had played it for about 6 months and just kept putting it back in the box. And then when he gave it to me at Christmas, he was like, just look here. This is how you do this one. Look, and I'm like, Dad.
Oh, and he knew exactly.
Can I have a go?
All the buttons worn out.
Honestly, he could do Tetris level 10-10, you know, where you start like right at the top, mashed up. Yeah.
And it's basically falling at the speed of gravity.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with
that? Yeah, straight in. He used to walk into parties and be like, level 10-10 Tetris, set the rocket off. Yeah.
I used to like, do you remember Dyna Blaster? It was like Bomberman.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Bomberman was one of the best because you could get four of you around a SNES or an N64.
That was great.
I did that the day before my wedding. I stopped at my mate's house, Sam's house, to be fair, he still lived with his mum. And bear in mind, I've known him, I'm 38 now, I've known him since I was two. So his mum is an extension of my mum. Like when your mum used to drop you off to play, she'd be like, you can hit him. Phil,
what, for fun?
If you need to hit him, hit him. And she fucking did. Like his mum beat me and my mum beat him in equal portion. So it worked out. And we went there and bear in mind, what was I when I got married? Something, 20-something. And we basically got there with one crate of beer for four of us, which was like 12 bottles, not a lot. She went mad at that. She kicked off at that. You're not going to be staying up late. You're not going out and all this. It's my wedding day the next day. And we sat and played Bomberman all night because we don't go out. our friend's mum would beat us.
That's a good way of spending the time, though.
It's fucking wicked.
The ones that we used to play most were... Well, Bomberman, we used to play that loads. We used to play Mortal Kombat a lot.
Yeah.
And I had one friend and he was just, he's just played it far too much.
Yeah.
And it's no longer fun.
No.
Like, I don't even want to go around to his house anymore because I know that he wants to play Mortal Kombat and I know that he's going to be able to pick any character and go, watch this.
And be a cunt with it as well. And be like, oh, well, you choose someone for me to fight you. Exactly. I'll look away. Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to get that a lot. I used to like Street Fighter 2. No, I preferred Street Fighter to Mortal Kombat and Mario Kart.
I never got into Mario Kart. Mate. And I am still no good at it now.
I fucking love it. And the thing is, it's one of them things where we don't always let our kids win because fuck that, right? Like, get a grip. You got to learn how to win. So we play Mario Kart and I don't hold back. And you know when they do beat me? It sucks mad dick.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's one of the benefits in letting them win is that you've always got that peace of mind that you could have beaten them if you wanted to.
Well, the thing is, it's just one of them where I just, you know, like when you're playing basketball with a 7-year-old and they're this big and you're throwing up and she's like,
slapping them out of the way.
Lift me up. It's like, this isn't real. Yeah. That doesn't count. And she's like, yeah, I'm beating you 7-0. You're like, nah, that's not winning. Learn to throw from the three-point line.
That's being a kid, though, isn't it?
Yeah, tough love. Tough love. I got it.
Tough love. So what are we talking about today?
All sorts of shit, man. We've
Professor Oxley.
We have got a couple of fight cards to talk about.
We have, haven't we?
Yes.
Because adventures are beginning again soon.
Oh, yeah, you're away.
Yeah, anyway, we'll get on to that.
Okay. Well, the first one then, after Polaris, how was Polaris?
Polaris was good. We need to do something, though, about two guys not wanting to do anything at all. Yeah. Or one guy not wanting to do much, and one guy not wanting to do anything at all.
Yeah.
Because there were a couple of those matches, and it got frustrating. And, you know, the good stuff's on the floor. The good stuff's, you know,
jiu-jitsu.
when they start tussling on the floor. And sometimes there's such an ego blocking the takedown game. I mean, some people are just like, okay, there's no point in this. I'm going to sit down. You're better at grappling than me. I'm going to sit down and we'll... I don't know whether there's a way of speeding it up or something. Because the thing is with Polaris, it went from no judges to submission or death, I think it was. I think they just executed both of them. No one won by submission.
By stone.
Which I'm perfectly, you know, perfectly in support of. Because it encourages people to work then if they know that they're both going to die.
Yeah, one of them doesn't. Death no, by Mau Mau.
We've gone off with death by Mau Mau. That reminds me of League of Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, do you know it? Yeah. Oh, it's good, isn't it? You know, I've got this gun.
I might watch that later.
It's on Netflix. I was watching it the other day.
A League of Gentlemen.
What did... was you got to speak to Luke Rockhold, didn't you? Did you... you in with him? He didn't come across as much of the chief as he normally seems to. I don't know how to say that in a more polite way. Maybe, he seemed like a sound guy.
Yeah.
Which sort of goes against everything I've been told to expect.
Mm. Maybe the pressure wasn't on because it wasn't MMA.
Yeah, maybe.
Still got cut, though. That cut was pretty good.
Has anyone got some Vaseline so I can carry on doing nothing? Yeah.
So he's the cat of Red Dwarf now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne Dibley!
That was a frustrating one. Because we discussed it on the drive down, and we were like, you know, how is that going to play out? And my thought is that, you know, Rockhold is not going to do anything to risk himself too much.
No.
You know, like the one scramble that did hit the mat was where Nicky Rodriguez took his back.
Yeah,
and that was super slick. But it was kind of weird because Rockhold had this bullying kind of method of owning the mat, offering his front leg, like trying to tempt him. And like trying to get eye contact and like talking shit to him. And Nicky Rodriguez just wasn't doing anything. He was just looking down.
Hard locking.
He was like, yeah, it was an interesting match. I don't know what we do to speed it up. I don't know what we do to like force them to a position. Or, you know, I mean, I quite like the Eddie Bravo rules, to be honest, how they, you know, they force them into a position afterwards.
Defenders.
I know a lot of people don't like that, but.
Yeah, but it keeps it moving. Because there was a lot of time where, because they were stood up for such a long time, I mean, the comments in your video, the video is wicked, by the way. I loved it. And I watched it this morning, but I woke up to all the notifications. People just, fucking amount of notifications. And one of them was, maybe you could like this better. To the lads. And
yeah,
I was like...
Yeah, no, there were quite a few comments about that. Was it dark? Did it come across as dark then on the screen? No.
It's just moody as fuck. It was wicked.
Maybe people have just got their screens turned down.
You've been watching porn next to the wife in bed and it's like, oh, nothing, Barbara. Forgot to turn his brightness up in the morning.
Maybe that's the reason.
Maybe. But it's just the amount of comments, just, it's that stupid shit like, could you not bring lights in? And
yeah.
But if they were on the floor, then at least they wouldn't be moving, because the other amount of comments was, if you want to see a referee shout, stop every 10 seconds, watch this.
Yeah. I mean, bigger mats are ideal, but then you couldn't have gone a great deal bigger on that stage without putting them right to the edge of the
space. Two football pitches.
How's it getting on? And that's the problem when you've got two big guys that cover a lot of distance very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the reason I like the Eddie Bravo rules, and the arguments I've heard against it, are people saying, yeah, but I would never end up in those positions anyway. Like, I would never end up with somebody on my back or in an armbar position.
You can't never say never.
And, well, like, now my argument to that is, yeah, but, you know, in the World Cup, you know, they end up with penalties.
Yeah.
At no point do people get free shots on goal like that. You know what I mean? Unless there's a good reason for it.
That's a pretty good argument, isn't it? That's pretty solid.
Like, when you need a winner, you need to put people in a position where you force the point.
And it's fair.
Yeah. That's what you know, giving somebody the back or the arm is that's what it is. It's forcing the point. And if you don't want to end up in that position, then make something happen in the 10 or 15 minutes you've got of the match.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a frustrating, because the other thing you've got to bear in mind as well is that it needs to, you know, it's a spectator sport as well. You know, you need to want people to watch it. And there were a couple of matches on that. There were some great matches.
Yeah.
Like that Langacre against Gilbert Burns, the Gi match.
Yes.
Was lightning. Those guys. And his, I can't remember his teammate's name, but he had a teammate.
Were they in a Gi as well?
Yeah.
Matty Gunner shared a video of someone, and he basically lay down, took guard, and then just swept them, took their back, and it was sick. It was so slick.
It might have been, yeah, it might have been that one.
It was amazing.
Because he took his back, and then as his opponent was turning through to escape the back, he gave his arm.
Yeah.
He kind of went for like an armbar triangle and then took the arm. Really nice. Those Norwegian jiu-jitsu guys are onto something.
Quick.
Yeah, they're very, very good.
It's fucking scary how good people are.
I had the commentary team right next to me, so I was just kind of hearing snippets and little bits, but apparently they've got some kind of system that they call the Matrix. So I'm going to get into that at some point.
Oh, man.
I'm hoping for some good YouTube.
You got there and there's the Oracle.
We'll send the Raptors out to Norway.
Through the phone?
Yeah.
See you later, Trinity.
Yeah, anyway.
So it was good.
It was good.
You look good.
It was good. I wanted more engagement. I would have liked to have seen exchanges on the ground between the two guys in the main event.
I did. There was one comment that was like, "Wow, Rockhold didn't knock himself out," or something like that. I thought that was quite cool. Yeah. Kind of cold, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people don't like him.
No, but I genuinely thought he sent more like
he was definitely more relaxed,
straight up guy this time.
Yeah,
sound.
So what's there's a card coming up this weekend.
Yes, we have got UFC on ESPN 7, Overeem versus Rosenstreich.
This is gold. This is
what you got there.
Rhubarb and apples.
All the apples.
Look at that! Isn't that fabulous? It's delightful.
I quite like the artwork.
This is one of the most satisfying sounds in the world.
That was a fake one as well. That was sick, wasn't it? Is that when you do the paper
ripping
thing?
Like that bloke off Police Academy.
Oh, Jones.
Do you remember him?
Oh, come on.
He was good. He's still touring, doing making noises and shit.
He's doing like the Led Zeppelin intro.
Is he really? they could have hired him just to do Star Wars.
Mate, he fucking rinsed a lot of it.
Have you been watching Mandalorian, right?
I have. It's very good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I do like the memes at the minute. Have you seen all the baby Yodas all over everything? Yeah. They've got to bring them fucking little cuddly bastards out because I've got to get one for my daughter. But
Got to get one for his daughter. Got two
not
daughters.
For me and my
get one.
Star Wars collection. Oh, Moo. If I gave Moo one, she'd kick me in the nuts. She's not into Star Wars and doesn't want to be associated with it.
So you'll buy two and then you'll have one for yourself.
Well, yeah, that's cool. But I can't remember who it was that shared it, but there's a picture of Yoda baby and Gizmo from the Gremlins. And it said, same mom, different dad. Yeah. And I was like, yo, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, good one. I like a good meme.
But it is good. It's really good. That's I've been delicious. Enjoying it. So, yeah, I've got to get you onto it.
I know. Right. So what we're talking about, the main event is Rosenstreich, isn't it? Against Overeem. That guy's got weird power.
He has
weird,
the thing
scary
is,
power. If he gets close to Overeem, he's going to hurt him.
Yeah. I mean, with the Orlovsky thing, I just don't know if... I know Orlovsky's had a lot of decisions, but there's been a lot of times when... Like when he did that flying knee against Fedor in Affliction 2.
Yeah.
Like, he struggled to see them.
That was a long time ago as well.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But then when Rosenstreich caught him, it was like, did he punch him? That didn't look like a punch.
But that's that kind of strange power that he's got, though. I can't remember who he's fought previously, but there's been a couple of times he's just clipped somebody with a clean punch, and it's like a hot knife through butter kind of knockouts.
Well, that's quite a cool hot knife through butter. It's a long nickname, though, isn't it?
It is.
Come on. What is it? Yarzinho?
Yeah.
Yarzinho, hot knife through butter, Rosenstreich.
Jairzinho, Rosenstreich. Jairzinho. Yeah. He's good. And he's a lot smaller than I was expecting him to be. When he faced off in his last fight against Starlovsky, I was expecting him to be a lot bigger than he was. But maybe that's why he's landing so cleanly, because he's covering
so
distance
quickly,
yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I'd like to see Overeem in a fight again, because you are either seeing him come out and dominate someone or just backpedal a bit until he's killed.
Yeah.
I mean...
Or backpedal until they get frustrated.
Yeah.
We've seen that a few times as well. We saw that with, was it JDS?
Yeah.
People do get frustrated. It's the thing is with the heavyweight division, you know.
I mean, that was it JDS's last big actual finish, big win? Because I know he beat Olenek and Pavlovic.
No, JDS got knocked out by Overeem, didn't he?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Was that one of his last like big wins, big knockouts? But I suppose he got Olenek and he got
Travis
Pavlovic.
Brown as well. He fought Travis Brown after that, right? That was the...
No, Travis Brown was before, I think. Yeah, so I've got, basically going back, you got Alexei Olenek, Sergei Pavlovic, Curtis Blaydes, Ngannou, Fabricio Verdum, Mark Hunt, Miocic, Orlovsky, JDS, Roy Nelson, Stefan Struve, Rothwell, Frank Mir, Travis Brown.
Jeez, that is
fucking...
He's been through like the top 15, like yeah, one at a time.
And we're not even... like.
What's his record just keeps now going. Overeem's?
Have a guess.
I think he's got...
Total fights. What?
Total fights. MMA.
Yeah, on what is on Sherdog as I'm looking at it. For the Demolition Man.
I think he's got 62.
Fuck me running. Right, 45 wins.
Mm-hmm.
17 losses. Fast maths that. 62.
Is that right? Did I nail it?
In
it?
Yeah.
You can sit.
How about that?
Have I got reflections in my glasses?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What would be more impressive than me guessing that would be my fucking eyesight. If yeah. I could see the reflection of your Wikipedia screen in your glasses. Yeah, that's going to work.
What's it say? What's it say now? 62 still?
62, is that right?
Yeah, 62 fights. 45 wins, 17 losses.
I think stuff just gets lodged.
Yeah.
Up in there sometimes. You know, like if I'm researching a fighter, it's like I've got a little bit of their soul in a prison cell in my head, and they've scratched on the wall 62 fights overall, and it just stays That'll there stay. Forever.
See, I get shit like that.
I'd like to look on the inside of my brain at some point.
Oh, it's a scary
place.
There's
all kinds
it?
Of nonsense in there.
Mine's full of fucking.
I need to defrag it.
Can you remember that with the old PCs? Have you defragged that PC? No, Dad. You need to do it overnight. You know, it takes 3 days, and it's just all these little lines come up.
I know. Well, I'm Mac now. I keep getting the backup warnings coming up in my brain.
Oh, mate, mine.
This has not been backed up for 138 days.
Mine, the new ones now. It basically said I was doing something on Photoshop, and it said, "Yeah, the scrapper files are full." Like oh yeah, it needs a 619er. Just some shit. I was like, what do you mean the scrapper files? You start fucking Googling it, looking back into it. And basically, it's nearly full. So then I went to delete some stuff, but obviously I want to back it up first for just safety. And I'm starting to delete it. And then all the functionality of everything just disappeared. It was like, no, too late. You didn't do it earlier. Should have looked after it. And I was like, fuck's sake. And honestly, I shit myself because I had to restart it about 8 times and then like slowly just start deleting stuff. And it's fine again. But half of it, I had 60 gigs worth of videos from when we were in Vegas because Slim was using my Mac and I didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. So you're just running through Macs at the moment then.
He has killed a couple.
He killed the other one the other day, didn't he?
He rang me and he asked me for a password.
Killed it dead. 2 pieces it was in.
I can believe it.
2 pieces. He had to glue it back together. Oh, okay. And pass it on to Mystery.
Glue it back together with bubble gum.
Accidentally got salt and vinegar on the keyboard. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've seen
what
the
else
state.
Is on that card?
I've seen the
I
state.
I have not had a look at that card yet.
Right, so Marina Rodriguez against Cynthia Carvalho.
Calvillo. Yep. Who's she fighting?
Marina Rodriguez.
Okay.
Who is unbeaten?
Okay. Who else we got?
We got our mate Stefan against Ben Rothwell.
Oh, really? Struve.
Yeah.
Really?
Rothwell's not been about for a while, has he?
No.
And obviously, Stefan retired and then came back.
He lost to JDS, didn't he? JDS moved around and outpointed him for
it was just a long drawn out.
See, if JDS can do that, Stefan Struve should be able to do that with his reach.
Mate, he should be able to douse him from the other side of the ring.
It should be like a jousting match.
Yeah.
Just keep poking him from a distance.
I'm looking forward to seeing him back. Seeing if he's... Because we were even talking to Terry about it earlier. You know when sometimes your focus changes or whatever. And you've seen some fighters will just disappear and be like, nah, I'm good. And then they realise this is what they love to do and they come back. And there's such a split of it working really fucking well and other times when it's time to hang up your gloves, Chuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I'm interested.
We're waiting on
Gustafsson.
He's in that kind of situation, isn't he, at the moment?
Yeah.
He's a bit like, I might step back.
Yeah, I want to come out.
I think he's still in the testing pool as well.
He was on about coming back, wasn't he?
Of course he was.
Yeah, he will. Sure he will.
He's just going to wait until John Jones has beat some of these other contenders and then step back in. So he doesn't have to fight, you know, the the Dominic Reyes and the Alexander Rakic's and
yes.
the, you know.
Yeah, dangerous.
Makes sense, yeah. Unnecessary.
We've got Aspen Ladd against Jana Kunitskaya.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's a good fight.
It is a good fight.
Yeah, Kunitskaya is tough, talented, experienced. Aspen Ladd's wild. She's terrifying. The way that she ground and pounds and the noises yes. that she makes, it's like she's like a banshee.
That does worry
it's terrifying.
Me. Yeah. It's like with Jimmy in the gym this morning, making his noises moving forward. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ah! Stop it, Jimmy.
I'm not sure whether that's worse or whether him laughing is worse.
Yeah. It is a crazy...
when he's laughing, you know that you're getting beaten up.
Yeah. His whole face lights up. It's like a neon sun.
It's his happy place, isn't it?
It is very much. It's like Happy Gilmore.
Have you seen that bloody McGregor that we've got on the wall?
Which
some
one?
Some local off-license beer place has given us a big McGregor proper 12 cardboard cutout.
Really?
Yeah, and it's on the wall next to the cage.
What's he doing there? Just keeping an eye on people? Like
I don't know.
In Home Alone?
I'm gonna donate it to the Raptors' house when they get... No.
Why didn't you just cut the head off and then you can stand behind it?
It's not staying there. Right. I'll put my anonymous mask on it. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice egg sandwich.
There we go.
That's off Anonymous. The what's it film with the anonymous mask? What was
V for
it?
Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
Really?
He just eats egg sandwiches, doesn't he? Egg on toast.
He does.
I don't know why I remember stupid shit like that, but you've got to be used to it by now.
Yeah. We're getting used to it. Yeah. Okay, let's... Oh, one of the Raptors is hungry. Holy shit, I heard that from here. I'm sure the mic picked that up.
Do you want me to run through the whole card or not?
Are there any fights that stand out to you?
Song Yudong's on there against Cody Stammen. That looks good. Like that. Rob Font, Ricky Simon. It's going to be another good fight.
Yeah.
Thiago Alves against Tim Means.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's a decent card, man.
Yeah, that's... God, Thiago Alves is getting some horrible fights at the moment.
It is like they're mad with him for breaking Matt Hughes.
Well... Nah. They can't be mad at him for that.
Well, if everything's come out.
What was the fighter that you said, Mystery? Bryce Mitchell. Who's Bryce Mitchell fighting?
He's fighting Matt Sales with a Y.
Okay.
Sir, are you alert, sir?
All right, okay, let's move on to the Vegas card then. Because we've got some travelling to do, haven't we?
Yeah, you've got some work to do, boys.
Okay, go on. What's on... So. Well, this main card's ridiculous. We're doing the Inside the Octagon tomorrow and Wednesday for the main event.
Okay.
Usman Covington.
With so Johnny G's. Easy.
Mystery making noises. So I was watching them last night. I was watching Usman and Covington. I'm going to rewatch their careers again tonight and get all my notes together. But it's all down to who wins the wrestling. And if you look at their credentials... Covington should win because he's on paper the better wrestler, but I don't think he's quite as big or as strong,
no,
or as powerful as Usman.
Not when you saw what Usman did to
Woodley. Yeah,
mate.
Yeah,
and
I just wonder whether Usman can maintain that at the pace that Colby sets, and whether Colby's tough enough to see through the first two rounds at a good pace.
But the thing is, when he was against JDS. He went hard. And was it the third round? JDS just took him down. Was it the third or fourth? Was JDS and Covington was five rounds, right?
JDS?
RDA. RDA, not JDS. Fucking sorry. Rewind. RDA.
RDA.
RDA. When he fought RDA.
RDA and JDS and RDA. GSP and OSP.
Yes. And
okay.
Who's him?
And Triple G.
Yes. Triple H.
Anyway.
So, when Covington...
So what three
RDA,
letters are we talking RDA, about here? RDA.
Romeo, okay. Delta, Alpha.
Romeo, Delta, Alpha.
So, when he fought RDA, he gassed himself out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it the third or the fourth or something? And he was just... He was I know he won the fight, but I don't think Usman's going to slow down like that.
Yeah, no, I don't. But I also don't think he... I don't think... If Usman sets the pace, I don't think he works at the pace that Colby does. I think Colby's pace is faster than Usman's.
Yeah.
I think the natural pace of Colby's faster than Usman. So it's more, can Usman maintain his strength and power if he's also working at the pace that Colby sets? Or can he slow Colby down? And like I said, on paper, Colby should win as far as like the wrestling credentials go. As far as striking goes, I think Usman's technically better and probably hits harder.
Yeah.
But his volume isn't nearly as much as Colby's. Colby's just bang, 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 yeah. constant.
Or when he was against
Never
Lawler.
Never lets you breathe, yeah, yeah. Yeah, never lets you breathe.
But I think I'd rather see Covington win in like a morbid interest, just because he's just...
But then that lines him up for Masvidal, right?
His whole shtick is shit boring, but or like just the way he is. But it's quite a character.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's more, you get more out of it. It keeps the division alive. It keeps a little bit of energy in it. Even though it's like the shittest act that you've ever seen, you kind of can't help but watch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I know what you mean. The amount of times where the division, it's like when GSP had the belt, it wasn't like he was talking shit about anyone or stirring any pot. He just waited. And he's like, oh, you're next. All right, well, I'm going to fuck you up next. And that was it. So even Anderson Silva, there was only when someone like Chael Sonnen came along that got everyone mad jazzed for Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen. So
there are more interesting matchups for Colby, but that's probably because of who Colby is.
Yeah.
Like Colby against Masvidal. Like that's the one that makes most sense. I would rather see that than Masvidal against Usman as well.
Did you see Masvidal say he'd rather fight Diaz or McGregor? Than
is
the
that
winner
what he said? He's too big for McGregor. He's too big. McGregor's fighting Cowboy at welterweight, isn't he?
Yeah, 170.
It just makes no sense to me. He's just not big enough.
But is that just for the storyline? So do you not think?
I think it's because it doesn't alter his position in the lightweight rankings.
Yes.
Like if he fought Cowboy at lightweight, Cowboy's, I don't know what ranking Cowboy is at lightweight. Like 6, 7, 8, maybe lower. But if McGregor loses to Cowboy at lightweight, that massively impacts his standing at the lightweight division.
Yeah.
Whereas if he loses to him at welterweight,
I was at welterweight,
makes no difference.
Yeah, yeah, and because it was obviously Gagey was calling out for it, and then he was calling out Frankie, or there was talk of maybe him and Frankie, which is a bit of a really fight.
Yeah, that would be horrible. Especially, well, Frankie's going down to bantamweight.
Exactly. So then I was talking to Chris about this. I kind of liked the amount of hype it bought because there was a lot of content. I just liked seeing when he was against Aldo, I had shit to watch for days. And I just love that. I like being surrounded by that circus.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he brings that circus. And I really like Cowboy. And it could be one of them where he just gets, I don't know, it's hard to say because I've seen Cowboy where he's gone in and I've expected him to get dominated and he's came out on top.
Yeah.
And so you can't ever count Cowboy out, but with Conor it was never really a fact of counting him out. He just performed kind of flawlessly most of the time for the opponent he had at that occasion. And it's one of them where it's an easy fight for them both to do.
It's and it's one of the more winnable fights for McGregor as well, because I think like if you look at everybody else, like a rematch with Poirier at lightweight would be way more difficult than it was at featherweight.
Yes.
A fight with Gaethje would be a train wreck no matter what weight class. I mean, well, Tony's going to be fighting Khabib. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for that one. But I think Tony's an awkward fight for McGregor.
Yeah.
Just because he's all elbows and knees and weird stuff. As we know, Khabib's a horrible fight for him as well. So, who else are you looking at there? He doesn't want to fight someone like Kevin Lee because they could potentially ragdoll him.
But it's potentially protecting your investment quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the thing is, McGregor's smart enough to look at Cowboy and go, okay, I know what he's good at. I know where his weaknesses are. We'll attack his body. We'll break him down that way. My thought of him fighting at welterweight, though, is that he can't maintain at welterweight.
No.
You know, his energy's different when he steps on the scales.
Wasn't he welterweight against Nate the second time?
Both times.
Yeah. Both times. Yeah, the energy, there's nowhere near the amount of energy of when you saw him against like Max Holloway, early doors, and didn't he shred his knee out and still carry? I know there are only three rounds. Excuse me. But the thing is, like you say, it's that natural weight. And if you're having to put on for it and then is exerting a lot of energy, and Cowboy's been there quite a few more times.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think the fans win because it'll still be a wicked fight.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a really good fight no matter what. But I think it's essentially to justify a he wants that BMF belt. He's got two. He wants that BMF belt. Yeah. He wants to fight Masvidal, which, if you'd have said that 5 years ago, 4 years ago, you'd be like, oh, he fucking kills him. Do you know what I mean? Because Masvidal did that weird thing, like the resurgence.
Yeah, Masvidal as a lightweight was a way more competitive fight for McGregor. Masvidal at welterweight for McGregor is horrible.
Yeah.
And so with Nick Diaz.
Yeah.
Even though Nick's been out for a long time, like the size of Nick Diaz is just, I don't know, there comes a point where someone's just physically too big.
Yeah.
And I think that Nate was on that borderline with McGregor when they fought. And I think that was obvious in both fights.
Yeah.
And I think Nick is an even bigger version of that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that Masvidal's necessarily any bigger than Nate. I'd just say that he uses his size much better than Nate does in all ranges as opposed to just the grappling.
Well, you could see that in the first three rounds when they fought.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you look at how Nate dominated Conor the first time and how quickly Conor ran out of steam,
mm-hmm.
to think then to
dominated him in one round. Got slapped. He lost the other rounds, didn't he? Got dropped how many times?
Yeah. But it was when you see how quickly he lost his energy at that weight and then to put him in now against the Masvidal of now.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then does Cowboy get a shot at the BMF title if he beats Conor?
Why not? I think Cowboy against Masvidal would be a fucking...
Cowboy, yeah, that would be a great fight.
Cowboy Masvidal would be a fucking wicked fight.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, massive. And the thing is, Cowboy's done that so many times. He's sort of circled the drain. He's done that Bisping thing where he's like, I'm going to fight for a title. Well, no, I'm not. I'm going to fight. And just sort of missed out at the last minute. But ever since he had Danger, he's completely refocused.
Switched back on, hasn't he?
Yeah. Kids will do that to you. They're mental little fuckers. Honestly.
We kind of went off on a tangent there.
We did.
Co-main event is Max Holloway Volkanovski, right?
Yes. Sorry, one sec. Let me just.
It is. Co-main events, Volkanovski Holloway, and then it's Durandamy Nunes because it goes in weight class order, right?
Yes, that's right. Sorry, I'd clicked into Usman's record.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so Max Holloway against Volkanovski.
I don't know. I can't pick that. I mean, my gut goes, well, Max Holloway, because he'll start off steady and he'll build up his momentum and he'll be able to keep Volkanovski at a distance and be able to use his jab. And he's got that low stance and good takedown defense and great neck attacks. So there's good options there. Volkanovski's got to get inside his reach to have any kind of impact. Most likely going to close distance and get a body lock and take him down from that or take him down against the fence. But then does he get caught in guillotines on the way down?
This is it.
And can he hold him down? And, you know, how long can he hold him down for? Can he wear... Because, like, the thing is, we've not seen Max Holloway taken down and held down.
No.
What, since McGregor?
Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody can do that for the first couple of rounds and wear him out, like, he might fade a lot quicker. The
problem is Volkanovski's looked amazing coming up, but he's never, ever fought anyone the size or with the range of Holloway, has he?
All work rate. There's just nobody that can compete with
him. No. Whereas Holloway has beat Aldo twice, Edgar. They're all that same
Ortega.
Build size.
That was a beat him.
I mean, Ortega was insane, and he's almost the same size as him. But the Aldos and the Edgars are similar size and build to Volkanovski. So it's not like he's not been in there already.
Yep.
So it's like Volkanovski's starting off at a bit of a deficit, which obviously... He wants to be the champ. He's got to beat the champ. But every time I see him, he's just fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he's got such a point to prove because of the story. Was he like 260-pound rugby player?
Like that,
fucking
yeah.
Fat sausage roll neck. Tonkers fuck guy. Now he's fighting Max Holloway for the title.
At featherweight. 145.
Featherweight, yeah.
So
insane.
He's lost
half. He's lost a twin.
Pretty much. Yeah. Crazy.
Who do you think takes it?
I don't know.
And heart.
They both kind of say the same thing. I think. Well, no, not really. I mean, I've not got a dog in the race, to be honest. I don't really care who wins either way. Same with the main event or the other title fight. I'm just kind of there to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I feel like Max Holloway is. I don't know. I just think he's more solidified in his position. His experience as a champion. his ability to manage his pace over five rounds is going to do him well.
He's so comfortable in his role currently.
I'd like to see him under pressure, though. I'd like to see, because the benefit with someone like Volkanovski is that they can do things to Max that we've not necessarily seen Max deal with before.
Yeah.
Not for a long time, at least. So there is the potential that, you know, he could just get, you know, he could just smush him up against the fence and just beat him up.
And I think then if he catches him, it's a massive overhand right.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a feeling, not like 62 fights for what's his name, but, you know, I've got another feeling. It just, if he's going to do it, it's going to be this massive looping overhand right, and it just sort of gives Holloway a taste of crazy legs.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see him getting binged.
Yeah.
Doing a little dance.
Well, the thing, because it's not that much on Volkanovski.
He covers so well, though, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, he does. I mean, he still got caught by Poirier. Look how well Poirier did against him. I mean, his boxing's next level in it, let's be honest. But
I'd still like to see him have more fights at lightweight. I'd still like to see Max Holloway against McGregor at whatever weight.
I'll watch that back again.
Yeah, I'd love to see that again. Because I think, I mean, Holloway, the difference in fighter that he is now compared to then is you know, it's so obvious. And I still think that he's just a bit too big for featherweight now. I think if you look at him when he first stepped into the UFC, he was a lot smaller, a lot more of a child than he is now. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is he, 21, 22? Steps in on a few days' notice.
Yeah, what is he now?
Yeah. What about Nunes Duranda, mate? I'm not picking a winner in that one. It's too hard. I think Max Holloway, but I'm right on the fence.
Yeah. Okay. So Nunes and...
This is a much easier one to pick because I think if Duranda is going to win, there's only one clear way of doing it, and that is... Okay, two clear ways of doing it.
Okay.
To me.
One
is a sharp punch like she caught Aspen Ladd with on the way in.
Yes, that was insane.
Sharp sniper, bang, right over the top of Nunes' guard, who stands quite low.
Yes.
With her arms kind of out to the side.
The Cyborg did catch her, but it just woke her up for her to throw back.
Uh-huh. But that's the thing. I mean, if she can take one of the Cyborg shots, then she should be able to take one of Duranda May's. Oh, the other thing as well is, you know, is if they get locked up in the clinch, because I have seen Duranda May do devastating things in the clinch with people. But, like, sensible money goes Amanda Nunes all day.
Yeah.
Like, punching power, clinch work,
she's ground just been game, unstoppable. Of course.
Yeah.
She's and, just been
it's
unstoppable.
It's a rematch as well, isn't it? I mean, how long ago was the previous fight? It's a rematch of a few years.
Yeah.
But the last time Duranda May wasn't even really an MMA fighter.
It was.
She got rolled
over. November the 6th, 2013.
2013. Yeah, you see, you can do a lot in 6 years.
Fucking can you? Jesus. That's bonkers.
So I think that's Nunes' fight to lose.
And she seems dead chill with the fact that she's a champion now. Mm-hmm. When we saw her in Vegas, she was just the happiest thing, just bobbing about, chilling. There's no...
She's got a rhythm to it now, hasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, completely. That's
the same thing with Max Holloway. Especially with Vegas for him. You know, you get into a rhythm, you know where you eat, you know where you go to relax, you go... Yeah. You know, familiarities help.
Well,
she's
even
got that.
When we saw him... Because they were doing the press conference, weren't they? For the... Was it Poirier, Max?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd seen him and spoken to him. But then I watched his video vlog of him coming into Vegas and, like, he was only there for a couple of days. And he, like you say, he's just walking like Mr. Soft. You remember the old soft mints?
Yeah, Mr. Soft.
How come everything around you is so soft and rearranged?
I always wanted to walk down that street.
In the post box, he's chewing a soft mint.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy at the same time, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, don't watch it now. No. It's like watching Fraggle Rock when you're baked.
do you remember the Betamax thingy? The was it Betamax?
The video player.
Yeah, but it was the skeleton. No, it was the skeleton.
Oh, re-record, not fade away.
Yeah, that was the one. Re-record,
not fade away. And a skeleton parrot on his shoulder.
Yes.
Scotch. Were they Scotch tapes?
Scotch tapes, that was it.
Yeah. See? Absolute.
It's all up there.
Cod shit. I've got some cod shit knowledge for you.
Oh,
shit. Just in between fights.
Go on, then.
This is passed on from my youngest daughter for you. Just because I know some of our listeners like random facts, and it's also good for pub knowledge. So, she's obsessed with penguins, right? Did you know there's different names for penguins on land and in water? So if you've got a group
wet
of...
wet penguins and dry penguins.
Nice, I'll give you that. Yeah. So if penguins are on land, they're called a waddle.
Yes, dude.
And if they're in the water,
yeah,
they're called a... A raft.
Yes.
How fucking cool is that?
Why do I know that? Why have I heard that recently? Brooklyn.
Beckham.
We were
walking
through the park talking about what's that? Yeah, but it wasn't that. You know, it was literally the last couple of days. I'm sure it was QI. I'm sure I watched an episode of QI and they were talking about that.
I don't watch QI, surprisingly.
No, that is exactly what it was on.
Yeah.
That's weird. But we were talking about that in New York. We were talking about groups of animals or whatever.
Like a murder of crows.
Exactly. And the weird names.
For fucking bastards.
The weird names that you can get.
Imagine being a psycho bastard that was like, that's a lot of crows. We'll call that a murder.
A what?
A legend of mysteries. How many does it take a legend?
No.
Three. No. Six. There's half a dozen mysteries there. You mean a legend?
The plural for mystery is a clump.
A clump, yeah.
They're
a whole clump.
They
come in
a clump,
little clump.
A clump of mysteries.
Mate, that's what you need a toilet brush for. And you've got a clump. Oh, we've got a clump.
Oh, brilliant. A toad. It's
a toad of mysteries.
No, we were talking about this though. There are some great ones. There were
What's
some
the
really...
ferret one? The ferret one's good. Multiple ferrets.
Yeah.
It's like a gaggle or something.
It's like a wriggle or something like that.
Yeah.
It is.
Multiples.
Hang on. It's plural is the right word, isn't it? I can never spell plural.
Plural. It's like on Only Fools and Horses. Does he ever suffer with pleurisy? Only if he tries to spell it. Plural of animals.
Animals. I got a list up. I had a great list.
Ollie wouldn't let this happen if he was here, you know.
99 strange collective animal names. Here we go.
I've got it. I'm with you.
A parliament of owls. That's a good one.
Easy, boys.
A shrewdness of apes. A cauldron of bats. Like, people are going to think we're making these up, but we're not. A gang of buffalo. Or an obstinacy of buffalo.
Cats are a clouder pounce. What?
A glaring
for kittens, a Kindle, litter, or intrigue.
That's not good. If you have a Kindle of kittens, people will think they're flammable.
What about a gang of elk? You can just imagine them all with shades on, like, oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Or their sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With cigarettes, like, rolled into their sleeve, like River Phoenix. We're a fucking gang.
Yeah. A business of ferrets. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. They'd all talk like Terry Brazier as well.
Do you think? Or do you reckon they'd be wearing very small waistcoats?
Oh, maybe.
Good morrow.
Yeah. No, hang on. I mean, that's like the, what's it called, advert, isn't it? The meerkats.
Yeah, maybe. No, they don't wear waistcoats.
A skulk of foxes. A tower of giraffes. That's an obvious one. Goats shouldn't be in a tribe.
Did I ever?
Or is that greatest of all time? Is that like a collection of
maybe
legends?
Yeah,
a clump of mysteries.
Did I ever tell you about when I asked my mum what a twat was? And this is relevant because it's on animals.
Your dad.
Yeah, it was because they were divorced at that point. See him? That's a twat. And my mum's very proper. Like, we would watch Red Dwarf at my dad's house and be like, what's Smeg mean for Smeghead? And we'd get a full breakdown. And it was all right. They just spoke to us like we were grown-ups. It was always good. With my mum, it was a lot more well-to-do. Like, I don't know what Smeg could be. I don't know. I think it's just a word they're making up. You're like, all right, Mum, chill out. I'm 28. So it got to the point where I was a kid and I asked her what a twat was. So she was like, oh, here we go. It's a pregnant goldfish. And I was like, cool. So that's not a bad thing to say. So I'm going to call my sister a twat all day. And I did. And she came outside. And it was one of them where my mum was only about 4'6". And she came marching out with her jaw locked and like a Deirdre neck off Coronation Street. She's like pencils in her neck. And she'd heard me just repeatedly call my sister a twat. And she hit me so hard off my bike. And I was like, fuck. I didn't swear. I was like, wow, what was that for? And she was
twat.
Like, you said twat. And I was like, you said it means pregnant goldfish. She's like, it does mean pregnant goldfish. I was like, well, why then? Why are you hitting me? Because like, if I say pregnant cat, is that all right? And she was like, no, you just shouldn't say that word. And obviously I didn't realise till later that it meant trust triangle. Yeah. So.
And isn't a pregnant fish a sprat?
No, that is the baby fish.
Is that right?
Yeah, apparently it's a twat. Well, is that right? She just probably made it up.
I think I'm making things up now.
But I do like, there's There's a barrel of monkeys.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I like a conspiracy of lemurs.
Eddie Bravo would love that. A drift of pigs.
A drift of pigs, yeah. Although the hippopotamuses, hippopotami, doesn't work, does it?
Why? What?
Bloat works. A bloat of hippopotamuses. But a thunder, that doesn't work.
That's out the water, though, isn't it?
Oh, is that
right? You
think
it fucking works if they're running towards you. They're fast bastards.
So they're a bloat in the water and a thunder out of the water. Mate,
they are. Is that right? They're fucking fast. Have you seen how fast hippos are? With their big fat peg teeth. Fuck me, I won't be a quick death. Would it be like, mwah, mwah, mwah. Fuck it. Get off! Mwah, 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 mwah. Be yeah. sharper. Just, please kill me. He's fucking mangled up into this flat fucking bird's eye potato waffle that's been spat out. Mint. Thanks, hippo. Don't even fucking stamp on you. Just chasing you. Look how fast I am.
Thanks, hippo.
Yeah. Hungry yeah. hippos. That's a fucking franchise.
Yeah. There's some good ones, though. There's some good...
There is a lot of good ones.
Like a scurry of squirrels or a crash of rhinoceros.
A gulp of cormorants. Okay.
Cormorants. They're birds, cormorants. Aren't they?
A gulp of them.
Yeah.
How many is there? Six? There has to be seven for
why,
a gulp.
Why do crows get murder or horde, though? That's not... That seems unfair.
Because they just bossed it. They just marched up to the front of the queue, whoever's writing the book, and just fucking rolled their fucking wings up and like, we're going to be a murder.
Yeah.
We're going to be a fucking murder, right? All right. All right.
Yeah. And then the ravens come up behind. They're like, we're not quite as hardcore. We'll be in unkindness.
Yes. That was the difference between the warriors and the wanderers. Can you remember on the videos? Yeah.
The emo birds with the unkindness.
You had you got the warriors who were cool as fuck. They're the crows. And like the inferior copy were the wanderers. Did you ever see that? It was like a gang film, but it was an Italian gang instead of the ones getting back to Coney Island. It was nowhere near as good. And who copies warriors without, what should we call it? This gang film. Wanderers. All right.
Never seen it.
Never seen the wanderers? Yeah, you're not missing out, dude.
What was the next fight down the card? Is it
a crescent of woodpeckers? The next
is it,
one
is it Faber against Peter Yan, or is it the other amazing fight?
It's
on that card?
Jose against Marlon Moraes. So it's like the Pringle Man and the Pringle Man shaved.
Makes me nervous, man.
What, for Jose?
Yeah.
Yes, he's got, mate. He's got
just cutting to that weight.
He's heavy hands, man. He's fucking heavy hands. I mean,
that doesn't sound nice.
It sounds really good, doesn't it? I didn't want to look up. I didn't want to ruin your picture.
You styled it.
Yeah, that's it. Styled it.
And you're in focus as well. Or at least you look like you're in focus.
I've got
from
my microphone just a far distance.
Well, this is evidence. This is evidence that you're not talking into the microphone.
At least it's evidence that I'm working.
It does sound like, I still... Even though we were recording when I asked today, my trust in the Raptors to make sure all this works is still...
See, I try and fire more.
I know how much coffee they've drank today. And I'm amazed they're holding still.
Mr. shaking that bad, his phone's falling out of his pocket.
Brilliant.
I didn't know if you're going to have worked on a more manly laugh after the comments. I didn't know if you're going to come in today and be like, whoa, 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 whoa. I also agree. That was funny. What did it say? Someone's put like, sound like a 6-year-old girl. I was like, who the fuck are you following round? Laugh again, Susie. Why? You sound like this mystery kid.
It's his signature, though, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. Honestly, it makes me piss.
Yeah. Imagine what a clump of them sound like.
Just duplicate that. That'd be the fuck. That's nightmare fuel, innit? You just wake up in the middle of the night. Huh? Fuck Pennywise. You just got this fucking cackle. Jesus.
Go on, let's talk about those two fights.
Moraes and Aldo.
I'm going to get some work done. Yeah.
Mike Perry's on there as well.
Of course he is. Who's he fighting?
Jeff Neal.
That's it.
I tweeted a video of Mike Perry the other day. Someone said to him, like, "Are you?" I can't remember who he was training with. They were like, "Are you best mates?" And he was like, "What? No. We just trained together." And he was like, "Oh, you've been spending a lot of time together." And he's like, "You're always with them," like to the media. And are you best mates? You fucking idiot. Or something like that. Gets up and walks out. I was like...
Oh, he's one of the funniest guys. Oh. He's got a very unique way about him. I interviewed him for a UFC on Facebook a while back.
You did? Was it in Gdansk?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was a hotel.
He was there for Till versus Cowboy, wasn't
he? That was it.
And his massive fluffy hat.
Yeah, where was that? Was that Gdansk?
Gdansk, yeah.
That was a fascinating conversation. Because it felt a little bit like a little bit pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And it was entirely unintentional. Because we were having a conversation before the camera went on. But then once the camera had gone on, it was almost like he'd slowed everything down. So it was always really well considered what he said. And he delivered it right down the lens of the camera. I'm like,
let me tell you something, Gene.
Yeah, like,
all right, Mike, chill out.
Macho Man Randy Savage. It was really, it was odd. It was a bit like he stepped into a character. But then McGregor does that as well. He did that. I think he lives the character now.
Yeah.
But he used to do that.
Yeah. Mm. There was a lot of that. It was a Chael Sonnen thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where it's coming from.
He is funny though, Mike is. My first interaction memory of him was him being wheeled backstage at UFC 204 after he fought... Who was it? Was it Danny Roberts?
Yes, he beat Danny Roberts, didn't he?
Third and he was being wheeled off backstage on a stretcher, and I was backstage doing interviews for BT Sport, and he just yelled at me. He was like, "Champions don't walk, Dan Hardy," and he's just being wheeled along on a stretcher, like, all fucked up from the fight.
Does everyone use your surname?
Sorry,
everyone.
Just Mike Perry, and my mum.
A lot of people
and the passport people.
People say to me, "How's Dan Hardy?" I'm like, "Dan, he's fine." Do you want me to text him? I will just use his first name, though. I'll probably say dude.
I'll have to, every time I wake up in the morning, I'll just send you a photo so you can just show them a photo. This is him today.
He's all right.
Yep, he's alive today.
The mohawk is coming in.
Slowly.
Very slowly.
Slowly. Although you've got to be careful because, you know, it can look really awkward for a while.
Till you can get it to flop over.
Yeah. I'm going more for the Elvis style at the moment because it's Vegas next week.
I'm going for a double Elvis sunglasses then. This is fucking insane, look. I need to go for another trimmy.
You're like you've been electrocuted.
Yeah, that's why I've got a collection of hats. Is that vibrator coming back on?
I don't know what setting that is. We're going off on weird tangents here.
Turbo.
So, okay, we've talked about the Aldo Moraes fight. I'm just nervous about it. Because I don't know what Aldo's going to look like at that weight class. Because my memory of him was always struggling to make featherweight.
Mate, I saw a picture of him the other day and he looked shredded, but he looked old dude shredded.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Iggy Pop shredded.
A Danny Trejo. Do you know what I mean? Danny Trejo is a turtle in Breaking Bad. A tortoise, sorry. Not a toy.
No, he's in wicked tortoise. Shape, but he's just, I just don't know what the cut's going to do for him. I don't know what it's going to, how it's, is it, it's three rounds though, right?
Yeah.
At least it's three rounds. I mean, that's a saving grace. He can fight at a decent pace and not worry about the championship rounds.
Things I can't ever go against Aldo.
No. I have to back him. Very good.
He's for sale. Wasn't Ken Flo the favourite against him when they came to the UFC? And it was for belt. Yeah, and it was like, what?
Yeah.
Ben Stiller. You're mad.
Yeah, but that's because people didn't know how good he was in WEC. He was amazing.
Honestly.
But then you've got Marlon Moraes fighting out of Mark Henry's camp, right? So how many times have they prepared for Aldo with Edgar?
I think 72.
There you go, right? They know Aldo pretty well.
Yeah. But they never really managed to suss it, did they?
No, they didn't. That's true. But then Marlon Moraes is a different kind of fighter to Edgar. That switch lead kick's very good. Caught a few people with that.
Man, yeah. I don't know. I can't.
And then we've
not
got another old guy, new guy fight.
Petr Yan against Faber.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Yeah.
Really worried.
The California gentleman.
The California gent. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough fight as well. And fair play to Faber for taking it, because most people wouldn't want to fight Petr Yan.
Well, it came out at first and it said Faber's re-retired, refused to sign a Yan contract. I'm like, no shit, you fucking...
Yeah.
What are you doing? You signing it? No, I'm retired, dude. Yeah. Until he's fighting someone else.
He's terrible. He's a terrible fight for everybody in that division, just because the way he fights. He literally, watch his footwork, he like paints you into a corner and then beats you up. And he's got... I mean, obviously, this is a huge compliment, and I don't want to stretch myself here too far, but he's got like a Lomachenko-esque kind of movement to the way that he controls the space.
Because he's,
I mean, Lomachenko
so
is like, you know, don't get me wrong, but I'm for those people listening, I'm holding my hand as high above my head as I can
to insinuate.
Is you reckon, yeah?
Yeah,
to insinuate that Lomachenko is head and shoulders above everybody else in the world when it comes to footwork, because he is. But the way that Petr Yan moves in comparison to the majority of the rest of the MMA world, he looks like a wizard with his footwork.
Yes. almost like when Dominic Cruz first did it.
Yeah, but Dominic Cruz has always just looked kind of random to me.
It always looked like he was trying to get something started, but not. It was effective. It was very effective, but it was like a kid had rented Moonwalker and watched it a lot and sort of self-taught themselves a bunch of moves, but then sort of glitched out and did them all at once. Do you know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
So they're doing a bit of Billie Jean and a bit of like Speed Demon, Smooth Criminal, and it was all sort of glitching in. And it was effective for him, but it was just fast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It always seemed a little bit random to me. I mean, effective because people struggle to keep up with him, but not quite as thought out as Peter Yan. Peter Yan's maybe more traditional, whereas Dominic Cruz is maybe like Peter Yan's footwork with a sprinkling, like Napoleon Dynamite's dance in it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And Tyson's short boots.
Mm-mm-mm. That's one of my favourite scenes in any movie, the dance scene out of Napoleon Dynamite.
I had tater tots the other day in memory of
Did you?
Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. Vote Pedro.
Brilliant. What a great movie.
Mate, you know if you don't know what to expect when you watch that movie, though?
Yeah.
Eat the food. Fucking.
Eat the food.
I've drawn a tiger and a lion. It's called a Ligra. What? That was one of the most surreal experiences for me because I didn't know what to expect. Someone was like, watch this. You know, people used to just pass films around on a memory stick. So, like, watch that. I'm like, cool.
No, I don't. I've never seen that before. Is that?
It was an early Netflix promotion.
It was a remake.
Yeah.
An acted out remake.
It's what happened to Blockbuster when it's 99 and it's going to go off. We're at Blocky.
Great movie. Great movie.
It's good.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I think that's a rough fight for the older guys going into both those, Aldo and Faber.
Yeah, especially after just watched Mike Perry, Jeff Neal.
Yeah, I think I'd have been more comfortable watching Aldo fight Faber and watching Marlon Moraes fight
I could PTN. Do that. And I think Faber gets something back from that because it's going to be a closer fight this time. I still can't knock back Aldo. I think Aldo would win.
Yeah.
But that first time when Master Tong was carrying him back to his stall because his legs were just fucking corned beef.
I did a show with him. Was it the week after that? Yeah. Inside MMA, with
purple Bass legs.
That he came in with crutches.
Yeah,
and both of his legs looked like purple sausages. Bad.
A purple sausage.
Bad. they look painful to stand on.
Man, yeah, and imagine. And he went back out there and got. Did he break both his? No, it was Mike Brown. He broke both his hands, didn't he?
Faber. Is that right?
Did broke it? Both his hands and was just throwing elbows. Mike Brown knocked him out the first time off the cage, real quick. And that was after Faber's like 14 fight undefeated with his belt. Lost it to Mike Brown. Mike Brown then fought Aldo. Oh no, fought Faber again. Faber broke both his hands. Aldo fought Cub Swanson, then fought Mike Brown, beat Mike Brown, and then fought Mike Brown again. And then Mike Brown retired, didn't he? Since then, didn't Faber fight Aldo in the UFC?
You completely lost me.
Have I?
Yeah.
That was all WBC.
This is like that was like a Tapology page recorded for audiobook.
Sorry.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm lost somewhere in 2006 now.
Yeah. No, that was just Faber, Brown and Jose. How the belt got from Faber, which was defended 14 times.
See, I just remember like loads and loads of snippets and they all just float around in space and I don't have them on a timeline. So when you say Faber against Mike Brown to me, I remember Faber bouncing off the fence.
Coming back and just catching an elbow.
Yeah. Trying to be a bit of flash with that bouncing elbow.
Mm. And then Mike Brown just came on the scene and was like, I'm
Brown
badass.
Was good.
And you're like, oh yeah? He's like, yeah, watch this.
Mike Brown's a monster.
Mike Thomas Brown.
Mm.
He had a wicked tap out shirt.
Did he?
Yeah, it was like this.
I didn't know anybody had a wicked tap out
shirt.
Yeah,
there was a couple. There was a couple.
The original ones were good.
Yeah.
I have an original tap, like one of the old school original, like red print with white outside on a black shirt. That's way too big for me.
Yeah. I had mine. I used to wear mine everywhere.
Yeah.
That and it's when Affliction first came out and Randy wore it with the two skulls.
Uh-huh.
I've got that and I wore it to his books. I made him, when he came to England to do his book tour, it's a terrible book. It's terrible.
Is it really?
It's so bad. It's just a load of photos and he's just cashing in. And he came to that and we had dinner with him. And while we were at dinner, I was like, can you sign my shirt? And he was like, yeah, no worries. But he signed it in black and it's a black t-shirt. I was like, you fucking daft. How the fuck am I meant to get? And he was, I'm obviously not going to get rid of it. But by that time, he'd already stolen my mate's China's chips from, China had ordered chips with his dinner. And Randy was like, oh, they just anyone's. And we're like, no, they're not just fucking anyone's. There is. He's ordered them. And he was like, oh, I'll just grab some. Took the bowl and then carried on talking and didn't give them back. So
what are you going to do though? It's Randy Couture.
Yeah, exactly.
You're smush up against the fence and beat
make
your
him
head.
Run after me until he has a heart attack. And that's about the only way I can get away
is
from
he
him.
Is he all right? What's happening with him?
Mate, he walked himself to hospital.
Yeah. And then walked
and
home.
And then walked
he?
Home again.
Brilliant.
What the fuck?
Brilliant. G.I. Joe, isn't he? He's like the real life action man.
Mate, he was an absolute fucking unit. Yeah. And he just covered in affliction gear and scarves.
Yeah.
And a cadet cap. You know, like the proper, the little cadet cap. He's like, well,
of course, he used to wear them all the time. Didn't
yeah.
He? I'd like to see him fight Liam Neeson. That's a Bellator main event right
yeah,
there.
Or Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Have you seen Wesley Snipes recently?
No, I haven't.
Someone sent me a picture the other day, and on the left, it's Wesley Snipes' blade. And on the other side, it's Wesley Snipes in like a convenience store, and it just says butter knife. Honestly, he looks tired as fuck.
Oh, dear. Steven Seagal was octagon side for the Moscow event.
Oh, man.
Dude, it looks like a caricature of a samurai.
Yeah.
It's
but
like
for
jet black
dyed
hair. Like the he's villain, always squinting, isn't he? He's always looks suspicious.
A villain caricature a though, from right? a shit Cartoon Network ripoff shit version.
Yeah.
So it's not called The Turtles. It's called, like, I don't know, The Terrapins.
I tell you what I did watch the other day on Netflix was that The Toys That Made Us.
What are you saying?
It's amazing.
It's the fucking bollocks.
It's really good.
And they've just done The Movies That Make Us.
I saw that come up as well. Yeah. I haven't got time now. I've got to watch.
So what toys did you watch? Man.
I watched Ninja Turtles. I watched wrestling. I watched He-Man, Star Wars, Star Trek. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe on.
Yeah. I never really got into G.I. Joe, though. I just like the stories of how it came together and how it nearly failed and then
all the time,
fixed
yeah.
it. And, you know.
I think because we had a few people that lived around us, so it depended what toys you inherited when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, we got bought toys. But, like, my mum would come home from work one day and be like, oh, Sandra sent you that. And there was, like, a fucking massive crate with three Millennium Falcons in it, an X-Wing, and no lids on them or anything. Mm. Just, like,
just in pieces.
Some kids just gone... I've had enough of that, Mum. So then I've inherited 48 Star Wars figures. So, like, there was a lot of shit that I had growing up that I didn't even know what the fuck it belonged to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Rock Lords. I had these things that were, like, they were a transformer, but it was a stone.
Yeah.
And, you'd transform them out.
Dude,
and
I've like, still got some of that stuff floating around here. I had a big box of stuff that my mum sorted out. And she was like, oh, that's in the garage. It's, you know, it's taking up space, so take that home with you.
Yeah, my mum often... She'd just come and
muscle
she'd be like,
Muscle Men, do you remember them?
Muscle Men, the little pink ones.
Yeah,
that came in a dustbin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one year I got some for my birthday. My mate Dylan used to buy the best presents, Dylan O'Shea. His mum was French, so yeah, proper fucking cool as shit.
Oh, that's why then?
Mate, she was cool as shit.
French parents always buy the best gifts, right?
For whatever reason, yeah, she had it going on. And she bought me Muscle Men, and I opened them up, and I was like, yeah, check it out. And so when all my friends were around, because we were going to go out to Laser Quest or whatever the fuck we're doing for my 11th birthday, and I was like, put the Muscle Men back in the bin. And so they did, and my sister walked down to the bottom end of the house and chucked one in the bin. Oh. And I was like, the fuck are you doing, bro? And she was like, you said put it in the bin. You know what sisters are like. You didn't fight with your sister. I did. I fucking...
Yeah, I got on well with my sister.
And I close fist punched her. That was it. So I nearly didn't go to Laser Quest for my 11th birthday because my sister was fucking around my toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd never get that back out of a bin though, would you, if you put...
I did.
Did you? Did you dig it out?
Too right, yeah. If someone's just bought me Muscle Man.
Covered in cold beans and shit.
Oh yeah, just rinse that. I end up chewing it anyway. I'm like, oh shit. There's quite a few toys I'd like to see him do though. Mask. Did you play with Mask?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Like Thundercats, I never really got into Thundercats. Either He-Man was
we had a lot of He-Man with Castle Grayskull because it had like a microphone on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could talk. Oh, was that? No, that was the snake one. That was Skeletor's castle.
That was Skeletor's yard, yeah.
Yeah, I liked the He-Man one. But the stuff they make on Netflix now is fucking awesome. We watched Home Alone, the Home Alone Movies That Make Us, which I'd probably say is my favourite Christmas film.
Yeah. One or two?
Oh, man. There's two parts in number two, and they're both with Marv, and it's both when it's all kicking off.
Yeah.
And he gets into the house, falls down, stands up and cricks his neck. He's like, wow, what a hole. And he just sees this massive fucking hole. And then later on, at the same 2 minutes after that, him and Harry are trying to get Kevin, and he turns around and he's like, have you had enough or are you thirsty for more? And the second one, and he's like, never! He's fucking the man. He's so fucking good.
I had a bunch of people saying, like the fucking pigeon lady when we were in Central Park filming for BT. with my blanket scarf.
The fucking pigeon from Home Alone 2. Oh, man. All right there, Kevin. Thanks for my turtle dove.
You know what's funny, though, is I have that scarf, which is in the hallway at the moment. Then I have this blanket right next to me on the radiator, which is almost exactly the same, but is actually a massive blanket.
Can we not get you one of them little pork pie hats that she has? We can see if you can sneak up to the top of the orchestra.
I was very offended. But I wasn't bothered at the same time because I was very warm.
So, yeah, fuck them bitches. They're just haters. They're jealous.
Of course they are.
So what's your favourite Christmas film? What's yours?
I don't know. What is my favourite Christmas film? The thing is, it's like, I don't know as I have a... Elf.
Elf's pretty good.
Elf's a good one. Yeah. But the thing is, like, I have films that I associate with Christmas that aren't necessarily Christmas films.
Enter the Dragon.
Well, that's an everyday film. I associate that with everyday. You know what I mean? Like movies that I would watch around Christmas time, like Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yeah.
Is a Christmas movie.
Indiana Jones.
The old James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Particularly the Roger Moore ones.
I struggle with James Bond.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, mate. I don't know how you can make the same movie 47 times and it's the same fucking plot and they're still doing it.
Because it's comfortable to watch. It's easy to watch.
Oh, it winds me off the clock. Huh. With a villain every time. It's like, tell him what you're going to do and then get caught. All right, we're going to do this, James. Yeah. Oh, really?
You're going to leave him on that little shallow island with all those crocodiles and walk away.
With that bird and that helicopter. All right, mate. Just shoot the fucker. Just fucking do him. The amount of time, just fucking poof, dead. Now what? Let's take over the world, because this bitch ain't going to fucking stop us, is he?
Yeah, but then your James Bond movies would be like 10 minutes long. And yeah, most but that'd be credits.
It would be straight. It would be legit.
Singing the credits.
You know, if someone said now...
Some naked woman doing this.
Yeah, just dancing. But if someone said to you now, we're going to make XXX 38 with Vin Diesel, you'd be like, no one's watching that. No one's watching that. But no one's doing it because it's daft.
Yeah, but the thing I like about James Bond is that they are different stories. I mean, they follow the same kind of plot, but then again, so do Van Damme movies. If you're watching a Van Damme movie, it will fit into one of these categories. He's either searching for his brother, who's probably also played by him.
Yeah.
He's fighting alongside his brother, who's probably also played by him.
What if he's running from someone?
Well, that's the third one. He's run away from someone or run away from the army.
There you go.
It's those three. Or if you're really lucky, you'll get a combination of the two. So he's fighting with his brother and running away from the army, or he's looking for
And he's misunderstood. Is he normally
always
misunderstood? Okay. The thing is, even if you take all the Van Damme movies, that's still only half the James Bonds. And so even with Riggs and Murtaugh in Lethal Weapon, they only made three. The fourth one don't count. That's stupid. So they just, like, Danny Glover got sick of saying, I'm getting too old for this shit. And they were like, Danny?
You got too fucking old for it.
Yeah. I saw him in, what was he in the other day? Have you seen Shooter with Mark Wahlberg?
Maybe.
It's fucking brilliant movie.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a sniper. It's fucking amazing. Amazing film, right? Danny Glover's in it. Oh, man. You know when you look at someone like Chuck and you're like, you shouldn't fight anymore, Chuck?
Yeah.
You are done. I didn't realise you'd get that with actors.
Oh, has he reached that point?
Yeah, he's developed this mad lisp. I don't know if he's got like if he's had a stroke or something. But yeah, it's time to enjoy your crumpets and fucking chill.
That's a shame.
Yeah, fucking is it? When you see Murtaugh like that.
Yeah, that's no good. There are a few actors and I'm like, you need to hurry up and make that next movie before you get too old.
Yeah.
Like Mike Myers is soon gonna be far too old to play Wayne.
Do you want to see another Wayne's World?
Yeah. I want to see Wayne's World 3. I wouldn't even mind if it's Wayne World 3 like on in a few years and they're still living in that loft and
just with like his belly showing in the same black t-shirt and like he's got his ball, it looks like Harmar Superstar, like this bit's bald with a long bit around the back.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Oh man.
I'd like to see another Wayne's World. I always loved that show. Movie.
My friend's just finished filming and I think it was his directorial debut. He's just done the Jay and Silent Bob 2.
Really?
So he's worked on that movie with them. That's the guy we did the... Like when Sam Lennox, I got to his house one day and he's like, I've written a film. And I was like, what? He says, yeah, we're going to make it. So we made this film of us robbing a bank. It was fun. But then we all went back and did real work and did normal jobs. And Dom was like...
No, police officer. We were making a movie.
Honestly, there were some times. It was pretty fucking sketchy. Yeah, because we had a Gatling gun. We had a massive Gatling gun on the back of a Radio Flyer red trolley that was custom made for this shoot. And basically, the part of the story was that we got this this gun off an Apache warship or something, put an office chair in this trolley and put a Gatling gun on it. And then we went into the bank just fucking murking everyone, but it was firing blanks. But Ian, who's Sam's friend, our friend, made this full-size Gatling gun. I'll try and find it for you one day. If you ever watch the video, you'd be like, is that you?
That's one for the YouTube. For
without sure. A beard.
Stick that up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is one day. Not on air. But yeah, cool. So he started doing that. So he's just come back from the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be good. When's that coming out?
It's out now at the cinema.
Is it?
So it should be available shortly, I would have thought.
Nice.
Legally.
Of course. Yeah. All good. Anything else you want to talk about?
What else we got? We have got... Hold on.
You got something else?
I don't know what's on here. 99 strange collective animal names. I've got that.
Oh, yeah, no.
We've already done that.
No, that conversation's over.
Okay, what was I going to tell you about?
Oh, they really? Oh, yeah, I put a tweet out. I forgot about that.
We'll do that. Let me just ask you about this real quick, though.
Go on, then.
Because...
I'm going to smash through some questions real quick.
After all the shit that's been on in the news and all the horrible shit that you keep hearing about...
All the shit.
Someone was talking about random acts of kindness. And I like to think I'm kind to anyone I can be kind to. But someone was leaving presents in Leicester at like bus stops and benches and just different places. And they're putting on there like, just a random act of kindness, carry it forward. And they opened it up and apparently there was a load of chocolate in there. And the thing is, am I weird? Is this just me that's a bit suspicious? But if I found that, I'd think that some psycho has injected it with AIDS or something. Yeah, just, to be a fucker.
Just because people are weird like that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I can remember that I went swimming once and there was a bottle of Oasis in the bottom of the can machine. And we were going to get a bottle of Oasis anyway. Other drinks are available. But the kids were like, oh, there's already one there. And it was sealed. It hadn't been cracked open. But I was still like, nah, for 70 pence, I'm not giving my kids AIDS. That's fucking stupid. Like, I'm so suspicious of shit like that. Don't you think?
I think I might have just like reignited Twitter.
Oh, go on.
I put a tweet out, like what, an hour ago? Hour and a half ago?
Did you tag Duke Rufus in it?
I tagged nobody in it. It's got 124 replies. Can't get through all of them. We'll have to do a whole new show.
We can do three.
We can do three. Let me just blast through some of these quick. See what
go on then. They're going to be for you.
Stephen, happy casual. What will he get his last for Christmas?
Well...
whatever's at the petrol station on the way home on the last day of work. That's what I would guess. If you're asking me that,
if you've exhausted,
I'm the last person.
Yeah.
A bottle of, a 5 litre bottle of AdBlue and a chomp.
And a grape drink and windscreen wipers.
Brilliant. When do you return to the Octagon? I will be interviewing fighters in South Korea to answer that question.
That was good, wasn't it? Eh?
You like that?
When are you back there? When I'm interviewing people.
Now you're a little older. All right, easy, Kern.
Did you just call someone Kern?
84. You're only 2 years younger than me, sunshine. Has your training regime changed much in terms of how much time you spend doing cardio and strength? Yeah, I do no cardio or strength and conditioning now.
Really?
I'm too old.
Well, it's so. The grey that's coming through, isn't it?
It is coming through, isn't it?
Salt and pepper, it's beautiful.
What are your thoughts on the recent Cage Warriors event where Paddy's opponent missed weight and then started refueling? Yeah, he never came to make weight. He was, what, 8 pounds over? 7.7 pounds? He never came to make weight.
And if they want to know any more information on that, literally go to Paddy's phone because it is rammed full of opinions.
Oh, man. We're gonna have to do a proper... The MMA focus on... A proper... there's loads and loads, though.
Go on, what we got?
You put a tweet out the other day and you got like 6 replies. No one listens to mystery, you see. We need to...
Mate, I've got about 8 followers on mine. So I'll be like, what do you think to this? And my mum will be like, why aren't you at work?
Well, I'll read it out, but I'm not answering that one.
Let me answer it.
No, I'm not, no. No, we all got a new answer.
Is the answer
then.
Fat tits?
No, it might be.
Okay.
Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a cock or sit on a cock and eat a cake?
I don't want to be sitting on tails. That's permanent damage, isn't it? Would you rather sit on a cock and eat a cake or sit on a cake and eat a cock?
I shouldn't have even introduced that question into the equation. Whew. That's going to be... You see, the thing is, we're going to stop this podcast recording. For the next 4 hours, that's going to be discussed in my kitchen while I get ready to go and do work tomorrow.
So if it's like a hard cake...
How do I get rid of tension headaches? Well, hydration is a big part of that, I would say.
Okay.
There's also an acupressure point. About this.
Is it on your hand?
It is on your hand.
In between your...
It's at that little crook where your metacarpals meet.
Yeah.
The thumb and the index finger metacarpal. There's an acupressure point there.
It's the place you used to squeeze your friend with your thumb and your forefinger to make them drop to the floor and be like... do you remember when you used to do that? Like grab someone on the inside of the hand? Or did people used to give you cow bites at your school? On the inside of your thigh? Just grab the inside of your thigh?
Not from Derby, mate. They only do that in Derby.
No, they were trying to touch
cow bites. That's a countryside thing. We don't do that in the Midlands.
Chinese burn.
What was that?
Playing with a small tail.
I thought it was rolling a burrito.
It's like you rolled a burrito.
This morning I got those hand wraps through from Fortress? Yeah. I got those hand wraps through. And Terry Brazier's like, yeah, I've been using those Mexican wraps recently. And was it you? It was you like, what?
tortillas? Terry loved it. Smart ass.
Did you have any nerves before your first podcast or TV show from Dan Finnegan? And how did I deal with them? You know, I didn't, but the benefit in being knocked out on TV is that you've kind of hit rock bottom.
Okay.
Unless your pants fall down, I suppose.
Yeah, as well, and you shit yourself.
Oh, shit, I've just made it worse. That's it now. Yeah. I'm going to be nervous before
just
the next show.
Just evacuate your bowels. It's like, how can this get worse? I fell in it. Oh, I fell in it again.
Oh.
Can someone turn the cameras off? They're stuck on.
Yeah, no, I don't really care so much, to be honest. The thing is, it's live TV, and always something's always going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Because that's the nature of live TV. And if you take it too seriously, that's when it looks awkward.
Hashtag Bobby Brown.
See, exactly. It's my favorite. I always say stupid things.
I love it.
I talk too much. When you hit a point where you've said, you know, when you've spoken for 6 hours continuously, you're going to say something stupid.
What about the podcast? Are you nervous before your podcast?
I'm nervous where you're going to take it. Say. I'm nervous what shit stories you're going to tell us.
I did tell you a different one in there that
you
won't
did,
say
yeah,
again.
While we're eating. It was pretty bad. It was perfectly timed.
Sometimes you just need to hear it. I think if Johnny G's was still here, because we started our podcast Life with Johnny G's, didn't we?
We did, TKO. Yeah.
We did the TKO podcast, and I think he would have just shit himself knowing if he'd have heard any of the randomness, he'd be like, you're not coming back on. You're not allowed a microphone. Unplug his thing. Take it off him.
Best metal album of 2019. I can't think of anything past Tool, to be honest. I can't think of anything.
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Winner.
Yeah.
Who else you got? What else? Is there
anything? Mate, there's loads, honestly. Hang on. There's a Terry Brazier one. What's next for Terry Brazier? I reckon Tim Wilde would be a quality scrap for him. That would be a good fight. Sean Betts wants some full reptile geese.
Okay.
And what's the best place to eat in New York? Roberta's. Is that the falafel place?
Nah. Pizza.
Roberta's Pizza. TikTok Diner was cool though. Yeah. We went there the other day.
Just the meatball shop. Just generic meatballs.
Oh, hang on a minute. First sentence of that tweet is religious dogmatic belief as an assist in MMA. We'll save that one till later. Yeah, we'll go through these and we'll pick these out, and then on Wednesday we'll do a Twitter questions again. Did people like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking you, I was asking them.
Just leave a comment down below.
Yeah. Yeah. All good?
I think so, dude. Yeah, there's nothing else. I've got nothing else random in here for me to fumble through my phone as my friend, whatever. Okay.
Well, I've got loads of questions here, so thanks for them. We will get to these. And do they need a cut man for Polaris? Yes, they do need a cut man for Polaris.
In a fancy hood. That's nice.
Will I babysit my cousin's daughter next weekend? I think I'm busy. I think I'm in Vegas next weekend.
Is it your cousin's daughter or is it their cousin's daughter?
Would you babysit my cousin's daughter next weekend?
Well, that's a bit sketchy, isn't it?
Well, people are weird. It's Twitter. You can say what you like.
Dude. Someone's like...
We're stopping it right now. That's it. That's the end of the podcast. That's We're it. Cutting it there.
Mystery needs to connect with his cousin.
Thank you very much. See you next time.